Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm Gianna.
And I'm Lily.
And welcome to the Endangered Species 101 podcast. Today we're going to be telling you about animals in danger.
But specifically, an animal named Ashala. Start us off, Lily.
All right. One unbelievable fact about animals is that there are now 41,415 species of animals endangered, and 16,118 of them became endangered just last year.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot.
Do you guys know why this is a problem within our environment?
Nope.
Not really.
Well, it's a problem because animal species are part of our natural process of evolution. Because humans share ecosystems with endangered species, our natural quality of life and our survival is linked to them.
I didn't know that endangered animals can put that big of an effect on our environment.
Me neither. Alrighty. Let's get into the Ashala. The Ashala is an endangered animal found in the evergreen forests, such as the Annamite Mountains in Laos and Vietnam, Asia.
Right, and some features that the Ashala has are thick skin to prevent injuries, and their bodies are covered with red, brown, or dark black fur with a short tricolored tail.
Can I say my favorite part?
Go for it, Lily.
Sure.
They are also known as the drum roll, please. The Asian unicorn.
All right, now that we've got that out of the way.
Wait, why is it called the Asian unicorn?
Well, it's called the Asian unicorn because of its rarity and its two-pointed horns.
But unicorns only have one horn.
Enough, Lily.
The Ashala can be mistaken by an antelope or an oxen.
Does that mean antelopes and oxens are unicorns too?
No, Lily, and we said enough.
Fine, I'll stop. But I do have a good fact.
What is it?
The Ashala were discovered in May of 1992 during the joint survey carried out by the Ministry of Forestry of Vietnam.
That's a good one, Lily. More information about the Ashala is that they have two parallel horns with sharp ends that can get up to 20 inches in length.
And they can grow to an average of 33 inches tall at the shoulders and get up to 176 to 220 pounds.
In my other family, the Asia...
Lily,
you're not an Asian unicorn.
Yes, I am.
Okay, whatever.
Just let her think what she wants.
What do you mean think? I am.
Right, Lily, you are. Now let's talk about why they're endangered.
Oh, I know that.
Lily, let me explain. Ashalas are endangered because they're used for bushmeat and traditional Asian medicine. The greatest predators are us, humans, mostly Asians, because they're hunted too much.
I could have said it better.
All right, Lily, give it a shot.
Let's get it. They're endangered because,
today, Lily.
Take it away, Abby.
Don't get too cocky, Lily. Another interesting fact about the Ashalas is that their current population is thought to be a few hundred at maximum, and only a few dozen at minimum.
And tigers and crocodiles like to use the Ashala as prey.
Trust me on this one, guys. I have a good fact. Asian unicorns are herbivores and eat foods such as figs, leaves, and other plant materials, like seeds, fruit, and berries.
You're catching on, Lily.
Can I see the scientific name now?
You can try.
The scientific name is... Drumroll, please. The Psittacetix nigrescensis.
Nice try, Lily, but it's actually Sudorix nigrescensis.
Well, folks, I think that's a wrap for today.
Wait, speaking of wraps, I have one about the Asian unicorns.
Oh, great.
Here we go. Asian unicorns are going extinct, and that stinks because they are great. We shouldn't use them as bushmeat nor kill them too because they won't harm you. They come from Vietnam and they're really, really strong. They can grow 3 feet tall, and their horns can grow long, almost 2 feet tall. Lily, out.
I guess that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, Lily, pretty good.
No need to brag, but I know.
So, how can we stop the Ashala from going extinct?
Well, there's not much that we can do, but maybe we can start some sort of program to save them.
Well, what type of program?
Maybe we could start a program of awareness.
Yeah, and if we get enough help, we can make people pay a fine for killing them.
Well, how much would that fine cost?
We'll have to think on that, but would you guys help us with this program?
I bet they would.
If you want to find more information about the Ashala, visit these sites. WorldWideLife.org, SaveTheAshala.org, NationalGeographic.org, and OneKindPlanet.org.
Now, I think that's actually a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in to Endangered Species 101.
Bye.
Peace out.